Managed care, which helped hold down healthcare spending in the 1990s, is in its death throes. The loss is unlikely to be mourned by many Americans who objected to restrictions on doctor visits, hospital procedures, and prescription drugs. Still, commentator Dr. David Kessler says consumers may not be prepared for what's ahead.
Managed care once promised to use the magic of the marketplace to bring down healthcare costs. Whatever its failings, managed care did help to lower those costs for a time. That's changing. Insurance companies, wary of being cast as the bad guys, are removing many restrictions that so offended patients and doctors. At the same time, prescription drug costs have soared, and hospital-related expenses are also on the rise. The result is the lid has come off the price of health insurance. Premiums are increasing at double-digit rates. To offset costs, some employers are cutting benefits or requiring workers to dig deeper into their own pockets. Many other businesses are exploring these options. The number of small businesses that no longer provide any health insurance at all keeps climbing, and the number of people in working families left without coverage is approaching 32 million. That means many Americans must now pay more, higher insurance premiums and higher deductibles, before seeing a penny of reimbursement. Even for people who have insurance, the extra burden can cost them thousands of dollars a year. It's not clear what the country will try next to tame healthcare costs. Past efforts in both the public and private sectors have not succeeded for long. Drew Altman, who heads the Kaiser Family Foundation, has studied earlier reforms, from the introduction of Medicare and Medicaid in the 1960s to price controls and federal regulation in the 70s and 80s. He found that they all lowered healthcare costs briefly. Then healthcare spending bounced back up. Don't look to Washington for any immediate help. Even in an election year, and maybe because of it, no one in the federal government seems to be in the mood to tackle the problem. Consumers are on their own. Maybe that will make some people smarter about using the medical system, but more people will be forced to cut back on care that they need. Controlling healthcare costs by putting the burden on workers is no solution at all. It is time to look harder for a fair strategy that offers appropriate health care to those who need it. Voters should be demanding that now. The medical profession should be lending its prestige to the effort. Legislators should have the courage to act. But it takes a president to lead.
The comments of Dr. David Kessler, Dean of the Yale School of Medicine. He was Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration under former Presidents Bush and Clinton.